Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important to discuss that's been shaking up the creator community. Absolutely. We're diving into the five mistakes creators must avoid as Sora, a popular text-to-video platform, is shutting down. It's a huge topic, and I think a lot of people will relate to this. For sure, the upcoming phase shutdown has everyone on edge. You know, it's like building your entire content strategy around a single piece of software, only to wake up one day and find it gone. Right? That's a nightmare scenario for any creator. So what's the first mistake we need to be aware of? Alex. Well, let's start with the reliance on free tiers. I mean, who doesn't love free software? But depending solely on a free version without a backup plan can be a massive pitfall. Wait. So what you're saying is that a lot of casual users were caught off guard because they didn't plan for the possibility that the service might change or disappear? Exactly. About 40% of users on Sora were just casual creators trying to whip up quick social media posts. They'd spend hours tweaking prompts, only to hit confusing errors like insufficient credits. Talk about frustrating. Oh, wow. That sounds like such a waste of time, and I imagine they were limited to pretty low resolution too. Yep, stuck at 720p. That just doesn't cut it for serious video production. So my advice, if you're serious about content creation, budget at least $20 a month for quality tools right from the start. It'll save you a lot of headaches. Great point. Now what about the geographical restrictions? I've heard that was a big issue too. Oh, definitely. Many creators overlooked the fact that Sora was only available in 12 countries. This regional limitation led to about a 64% churn rate. They were missing out on almost 80% of the global market. Jordan. Wow. So a filmmaker like Sarah Lynn, who needed to generate clips for a festival in Europe, would have been completely blocked. That's a tough spot to be in. Exactly. She had 67 clips fail on her because of those restrictions. That's just heartbreaking when you're trying to meet tight deadlines. Okay, so how can creators avoid that pitfall? What's the fix here? Alex, it's all about building a reliable content pipeline. Many professionals faced strict API limits, even with higher tier plans. They'd pay big bucks, but still hit caps on daily output, missing client deadlines as a result. That's crazy. So the key takeaway is to never build a client-facing workflow on an API that throttles output. You really need to test those limits before committing to a platform. Absolutely. And if you find yourself constantly hitting those limits, transition to tools with clear, transparent API limits. It's essential for a smooth workflow. Speaking of smooth, let's talk about budgeting. I feel like that's where a lot of creators stumble too. You're spot on. Many creators ignored the real costs associated with Sora, which were about 47 cents per 10-second clip. That's way above average for the market. Yikes. So what was the conversion rate for paid upgrades? Only about 4.2%. That's terrible. Compare that to something like Midjourney, which boasts a conversion rate of around 17%. High costs combined with low engagement rates led to projected losses of $127 million for 2026. Wow, that's a tough pill to swallow. So, what should creators do instead? They need to budget for alternatives right now. Diversifying your software toolkit can help maintain your audience growth. Creators who allocate funds to new platforms are much better positioned for success. Got it. Now what about those mid-level creators who are experiencing weird issues with the generated clips? Alex, the physics problems. About 35% of creators faced bizarre artifacts in their clips. Things like objects floating randomly. That's not what you want in your content. Oh, that's just awkward. So what's a good strategy to tackle these kinds of issues? Look at what Corridor Crew did. They switched to a hybrid workflow combining Kling AI with Adobe After Effects. They didn't rely on just one tool. So basically, having a backup plan and combining tools gives you more flexibility and better results. Industry experts recommend having a maximum of 3 core tools. Stick to that strict $20 monthly budget we talked about earlier. Also, learning how to run some models locally can be a game changer. That makes a lot of sense. It might take some time to learn new systems, but in the long run, it'll save a ton of headaches, right? Yes. With a solid hybrid workflow, you'll create higher quality content, save money, and meet your deadlines. Plus, you won't be at the mercy of a corporate server shutting down. So, to wrap it up, avoid relying solely on free tiers, be aware of geographical restrictions, understand your budget, test those API limits, and consider a hybrid approach. That's spot on. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Jordan. It's a lot for creators to think about, but these strategies can really help. Absolutely. And that's a wrap for this episode of Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.